Mishnah Dalet, this is going to be talking about the chiyuv of kavanah in Kriyat Shema. Ha'umnin, an uman is a worker, a professional, and these are umnin that are professional who deal with working in high places, builders or, you know, fruit pickers. Korin, they're allowed to read Shema, barosha ilan, up in the tree. This means a tree with lots of branches. Or barosha nidbach, or on top of a nidbach. Either means a scaffolding out of wood or like a stone wall. Either way, the same idea. They're used to it, so they can have enough kavana for Shema. They're not going to be nervous. You know, they haven't seen the very famous picture, the black and white picture of New York City with all the guys, construction workers working on. Okay, so they're used to it, so they can, you know, they can have kavana. But you and I up there, you're not, you know, you're saying Shema because you think it's your last chance before you fall off, right? So Mashein Rishon Masos Ken Betfila. Even them. So a Bala Bias can't, a regular guy can't say where he's going to be, have lack of kavana. But none of them, even an uman, an expert, can't say Shmona Esrei up in the tree because you need to have proper kavana. You basically, you got to be sort of lost in your prayers on a level, and there's danger there. And you won't allow yourself to be totally forget the world around you because there's an impending danger. That's why the halach is you can't even hold things of value. You can't hold your laptop computer in your hand, let's say, while you're davening, or a child, because your mind is always going to be, well, God forbid you get too carried away and drop it. Okay, so that's the halacha here, that for Shema, which needs only a short burst of kavana, we're lenient on those who are working up in the trees and so on, they don't have to come down, but the Bala Bais would have to do it, even come down. By the way, as point of halachic point, you're allowed to, if you need to, just, if you can't go back, for whatever reason, you're allowed to just sort of let your, you, what you do is you let your feet up and down, but don't move backwards. If you can't, for whatever reason.
On a plane,
even if you're sitting on an airplane and you're sitting, you can move your feet, so to speak, as if you're moving backwards, but of course you're not going to where you're sitting in your chair, and you could be doing it sitting down even in that case, as we'll see shortly.